Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
We're going to mix the peanut butter and the yogurt together. Can you do that for me, Evan?
And get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking.
You click that, and you'll take a bunch of pictures.
It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
1, 2, 3.
You love to play 60!
Yeah! We have a great group from Northdale Middle School joining us today at Mall of America. Here we are at Nickelodeon Universe, and the show, this family-oriented show, is provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. We have a junior broadcaster joining us here today, a student ambassador from the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. Can we get a round of applause for one of your classmates? My man Tim is here! Let's go! My man Tim! Everybody's all wide-eyed. Who's your favorite Minnesota Viking and why?
I have to say Blair Walsh.
Blair Walsh, the kicker? Not Adrian Peterson? Not Greg Jennings? Not Christian Ponder?
No, Blair Walsh.
Well, poof. Through the beauty of Vikings Huddle, we have the Minnesota Vikings kicker Blair Walsh with us now. A round of applause, everybody. Hi, Blair.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? Good to see you.
What's going on, Tim?
Blair, one quick question. How are things with you? Are things going well?
Everything's going well. Just out there practicing, working hard every day, and enjoying it.
Excellent. Do you remember when you were a middle schooler and you were trying to cut your teeth to get to the National Football League?
Absolutely. Middle school feels like a long time ago, but I was there at one point. I haven't grown much since, but a lot of playing and exercise, and that'll help.
Now, Blair's from Florida. So here he is with these Minnesota winners, been here a couple of years now. It's very nice that everybody is so warm to Blair Walsh to make him feel welcome, Minnesota. How about another round of applause from all of America for one of the, if not the best kickers in the entire National Football League. Our junior broadcaster is Tim. He has a series of excellent questions for Mr. Walsh. Tim, take it away.
All right, so Blair, first congratulations on your Pro Bowl and All-Pro selection as being a rookie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You've had two great seasons so far. Besides being on a team with a great long snapper and two outstanding holders, what do you feel are the keys to your success?
I think a big key to my success is my nutrition and eating a lot of yogurt, drinking milk, staying active, playing 60 minutes a day, and just making sure my body is right and ready to go each and every day.
Yeah. So being a younger member of this team, who have you gone for advice, and was it good?
I've gone to our long snapper for a lot of advice, Colin Leffler. He's been here for about 10 years, and he told me the similar things I just told you, and, you know, just to keep your head focused and do what you do each and every day.
So I've always been curious about this. What is going through your mind when you're asked to come in and kick a game-winning field goal?
There's obviously a lot of pressure in situations like that, but you have to treat it like it's any other situation. You go out there, enjoy the moment, have fun. And just perform. You know what you know how to do. You put a lot of time into it, and just perform.
So when you beat the Green Bay Packers last season, final game of the season to get to the playoffs, no nerves? You just went out there and, quote, did what you were supposed to do, end quote?
Nerves are healthy, so you're always supposed to be nervous. And so, you know, I'd be lying if I tell you I wasn't. But I was more excited than anything to go out there and perform at that level in that moment.
How have you adjusted to our weather here in Minnesota compared to Florida?
I'm still not fully adjusted yet. I still overdress when it's not that cold. You know, it's not as bad as I thought it would be, though. It's kind of refreshing sometimes.
It is really cold. In your opinion, what is the toughest stadium to kick in?
Toughest stadium we've played in so far, I think, is Seattle, due to the crowd noise and the atmosphere and how crazy they get for their Seahawks. But honestly, I think they have nothing on Mall of America Field than our fans, so...
So as a kicker, do you have any different exercises they have to do than the rest of the football team?
You know what? Every day, what we do is so specialized and so unique that we have to just make sure we're not overdoing it, but at the same time, getting enough exercise in each and every day to make sure we're healthy and our muscles are still functioning at a high level.
So Fuel Play 60 is about being active and being healthy. What types of things did you do as a kid to stay healthy?
Played a lot of basketball with my brother outside when I was a kid to stay healthy. I was actually a big jump roper, which was fun for me. you know, just anything you can do to stay active and healthy and be the best athlete you can be, I think that'll help you grow as an individual and as a person.
Great job, Tim. Well done. Blair, how about a round of applause for the excellent start to Vikings Huddle, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. When we return, we have a healthy tip, and we also take you behind the scenes at Winter Park. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Hi. My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings Football Club. Today, we're going to make for you banana peanut butter spirals. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Come on, Evan, let's do this.
Okay.
So what do we have here? First, we have a fat-free flour tortilla. We have one banana that's sliced. We have a little bit of orange juice. We have cinnamon. We have a crunchy wheat germ. We have a low-fat vanilla yogurt. And we have a low-fat peanut butter. So what we're gonna do first is we're gonna mix the peanut butter and the yogurt together. Can you do that for me, Evan?
Sure.
Okay. And while you're doing that, I'm going to take the cinnamon and the wheat germ and I'm going to put that together. And I'm gonna shake it like this and get it in there really good. Okay, a little messy there, huh?
Yeah.
And what you're gonna do now, I'm gonna move these out the way. I'm gonna have you spread that over the tortilla.
So here, do we spread it around the whole entire thing or just in some type of area?
Give it a little border.
Okay.
Okay, like you're doing a pizza. All right, it's looking good.
Sure is.
Yeah. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a little bit of the orange juice and I'm going to add it to the bananas. Just a little bit like this. Now your hands can get a little messy, okay? So what he's going to do now, he's going to take the bananas and put it all over the peanut butter mixture. Go ahead, Evan.
Now do I pour this over or I do it with my hands?
You can do it with your hands and get a little messy. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're a kid, right? All over it. What we're gonna do now, we're gonna take the cinnamon wheat germ mixture and we're gonna sprinkle it over the bananas like this. Okay? Now we're gonna roll it up. Can you roll it?
I can try.
All right, start from the end and just roll. Big roll. There we go. Roll, lift, and roll. There you go. And there's your roll. Now what we're going to do is we're going to cut them in slices, okay?
Okay.
All right. And remember, make sure you ask your mom or dad before using a knife. And there we have it. Peanut butter banana spiral. Hey.
Vikings Huddle, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. We thank everybody involved for that tasty example of a healthy snack. In fact, you can learn more about Fuel Up to Play 60 at Vikings.com. In fact, learning more about behind-the-scenes activities with the Minnesota Vikings is very important to Vikings Huddle, thus our Junior Insider.
I'm your Viking Insider with our Vikings photographer, Annie Knudis. Thanks for joining us, Annie.
Thanks for having me.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Not at all.
All right. First off, what kinds of pictures do you take?
Well, mainly, since I'm the Vikings photographer, I take a lot of football pictures. But I also go out in the community with the team, so a lot of the times I take pictures of families, friends, and fans, and that kind of thing.
All right. Cool. What are some of the best players to shoot?
Ooh, good question. Adrian is... of course, one of my favorite players. But I also really like to shoot Cordero Patterson just because he always is smiling no matter what. Even when he scored a touchdown, you could see a big grin on his face. So he's become a favorite of mine.
Do you get to travel with the team along the road trips?
I do. That's one of the most fun parts of the job is being able to go to the different cities the team's playing and just experience that whole thing, go to different stadiums. So it's a lot of fun.
What are the road trips like?
The road trips are busy. So we usually will fly out on a Saturday afternoon, get to the hotel, be able to unpack, kind of get to see the city a little bit. So some of the places we've been this year were New York, Dallas, Chicago. So kind of get to explore the city a little bit, go to bed somewhat early so we can wake up early the next day. And then we head to the stadium and, you know, experience the game, and then we fly right back out. So it's really quick and fast, but it's a lot of fun.
Can I look into your camera?
Of course, come here. So this is the viewfinder, so that's where you're going to be able to see what's going on. So you could come up close to that, stick one eye in there. There you go.
Cool.
You can see really far, and then if you take your hand, push this button right here.
This one?
Yep, while you're looking through the camera, that will focus it, and then this button in front is the shutter. So you click that, and you'll take a bunch of pictures.
Oh,
pretty
that's
fast,
cool.
Huh?
Well, thanks for coming to our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your Vikings insider. See ya.
Excellent behind-the-scenes access at Winter Park, the facility in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. We have much more coming up on Vikings Huddle, including learning more about your favorite team helping out in the community. Don't leave. Northdale Middle School, it's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. I'm sure everybody knows, because you've just learned so much about our program today, that each and every Viking takes personal time to make a difference in the community. It's very important to what we do. Take a look at this.
You know, driving up, it was beautiful. You know, I'm an outdoors guy, so I love seeing the trees and the lakes and the wide spaces and things like that. So it's been great. And then I want to be part of the state of Minnesota. I want to be part of the people here. I want to get out and meet and go to as many different areas as I can. I want to wave the purple flag, and I want everybody to hopefully come and get on that wagon with me that I was on last night.
Well, you know what? I mean, I enjoy hanging out with the guys. It's a great opportunity to get back with some of the guys, and the fans up here are enjoyable. I mean, they have a great time, and it's just a great cause, you know. So it's kind of my connection still with the Vikings, and one of those that I really cherish.
To get together with some of these old dudes is really pretty fun, being an old dude myself now. But it's great to just see where guys are, get to reconnect. And also get to meet the new guys. You know, we know I know several of the current players, even Everson Griffith, is Arizona connection there, because he and my son played together, competed together. So it's just been really good to see these guys, see where people are, and to see their commitment back to the community again is also awesome.
It's just kind of cool to get back. You know, we got all these fans that support us throughout the whole season, and you know, just signing something, you know, can make someone's day. So coming out here and doing that, and, you know, actually making an appearance and showing that we care for everyone, I think it means a lot for everyone that kind of sponsors and attends this event.
Another excellent moment in the community from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now we check in with the dude. The dude's over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and he has this week's Making Safe Simple update.
Awesome. Thank you, PA. That's right. The dude again here at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. And we're going to talk about sports science with Dex Tuttle. Awesome. Welcome back, bro.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, as we know, the Vikings can tackle the Packers with a tremendous amount of force. But how fast are they actually going, dude?
Well, let's see if you can guess.
All right.
Do you think they're traveling about 10 miles an hour? Or how about 15 miles an hour? Or do you think they're going 20 miles an hour?
Well, I don't know. 20 seems too fast, and 10 doesn't seem like it's fast enough. So I'm going 15. Final answer.
All right. Well, actually, if a player is traveling about 10 yards in about a second, they're going 20 miles an hour.
Wow. Dude, that seems really fast. I wonder what that would be like.
Hey, dude?
What?
Still with me?
Hey, Dex.
Yeah, so what I was saying is if you're traveling that fast and you hit somebody else, it's no wonder that people get injured playing sports. Right. And the impact is even greater if they're moving towards you at the same time.
Right, right. So if you have that kind of impact when you're playing sports and you start to feel an effect immediately afterwards, stop playing, tell your coach, your parent, or whatever, right?
Right. We want you to take care of yourself first. So do the right thing. Make sure you know your body. And if you get injured, take care of that.
Cool. Good stuff, Dex. Thanks a lot.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
And Clinics of Minnesota. I'm Paul Allen. Blair Walsh, Minnesota Vikings kicker, probably the best kicker in the National Football League. Junior broadcaster Tim with us. We have the Vikings cheerleaders here with the Vikings Entertainment Network staff. We're going to take some questions from the middle schoolers. And then we're going to get Blair Walsh in the middle and we're going to do a cheer. We have one of the cheerleaders to assist us here. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Starla.
Good to see you, and thanks for the help.
Thank you.
Here we go. What's your name, and what's your question?
My name is Jacob Shaw, and my question is, what are the highs and lows about living in Minnesota?
Well, the highs are playing on Sunday every day and, you know, being around great fans, and the lows are dealing with 5 feet of snow. That's a low.
Tim, why don't you welcome this one in?
What is your name, and what is your question?
My name is Elmadine Jungogich, and my question to you is, since you're a Minnesota Vikings kicker, have you ever played soccer?
Always played soccer growing up. I've only been playing football for about 6 or 7 years now, so I was always a soccer player.
What made you go from soccer to football?
I just got a little bit tired of soccer and wanted to try something different.
My name is Abby Jones, and I was just wondering if you had a superstition or a routine that you do before every game.
My one weird superstition is I eat a small box of Raisin Bran right before about to go out, and that's my superstition.
From one soccer fan to another, what is your question, and what's your name?
My name is Hannah Quick. I was wondering, what is your favorite football memory?
My favorite football memory happened my first ever game in the NFL when we beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in overtime. That was probably my best memory from last year.
What's your name and what's your question?
My name's Michael Mapes, and my question is, what was it like being a rookie?
It was good. You know, all the veterans treat us pretty well, and, you know, it was no different than being a regular, you know, third-year player or something like that. So I didn't have any crazy rookie stories.
Here comes an athlete to Vikings Huddle. Yeah. Go ahead, Tim, take it away.
What is your name and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Tim Maffey, and what was the best part of college football?
The best part of college football was the traditions that happen every Saturday, whether it's the walkout, you know, whether it's the pregame warm-ups and the music and the crowd. I think college football, the atmosphere is unrivaled.
What is your name and what is your question?
My name is Jada Wiggy, and how do you stay active when the season is over?
Just going out there and doing stuff with friends. You know, even though I'm 23, it doesn't matter. Still play, pick up basketball, do fun stuff like that. Stay active every day.
My name is Joe Danninger, and my question is, what is your farthest kick in the NFL?
Farthest kick in the NFL is 56 yards, and it happened against Seattle. Yep. So, yep.
What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Melissa Demirovich. My question for you is, who would win in a one-on-one basketball game, you or Phil Lodol?
Sweet.
Ooh,
Phil Lodol on a previous Vikings Huddle. Wow. See, the thing is, Phil might eat him. if Blair actually legitimately scores a basket?
He might.
Yeah, that's a tough question there, Blair.
That is tough because we are complete opposites. I'm very quick and small, and he's really tall and not as quick. I'll probably give him the edge, though, because I probably couldn't get it up to the hoop, so that'd probably be a big problem.
That's fantastic. That's an awesome question. Thank you. And Northdale Middle School, thank you very much. Give yourselves a round of applause. That's the two-minute drill, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. Now the best kicker in the National Football League is going to close it like this.
On three, fuel up to play 60. One, two, three.
Fuel up to play 60!